Up next, we probably don't have to tell you this, but row crop farm income in the state of Illinois dropped dramatically last year. It was just about half of the previous year's statewide average. There's no doubt 2004 was a very good year for Illinois farmers. 2005, on the other hand, not nearly so good. Extension Farm Management Specialist Dale Latz from the University of Illinois has the breakdown from the Farm Business Farm Management Record Keeping Association.
This information comes from a little under 3,000 farms across all the state of Illinois. Most of them are grain farms. We do have some livestock farms, of course, scattered in there. One of the measures that we look at in measuring farm incomes is what we call the farm operators' return to labor and management. And how that figure is calculated is basically looking at net farm income and subtracting from net farm income a fair return to their equity in the business, investment in machinery, land, and so forth. And this kind of equates that earnings figure as equates that to kind of a wage earner and what a person would make just from a W-2 wage and so forth. So that's one of the calculations we look at. As we look at the results for 2005, we did see a drop from 2004. The actual figure for 2005 was just a little under $39,000 as far as the operator's return to labor and management. That compared to 2004 figure of just about $78,000.
So statewide Illinois farmers averaged about half of their 2004 income last year. That sounds like a crash, but if you compare the $39K figure for 2005 to the rolling five-year average, it's not nearly as bad. The statewide five-year average farmer salary was about $40,500. The primary reason for the drop in income was a drop in corn yields last year, says the U of I economist.
The average corn yield on these farms in 2005 was 148 bushel per acre. That compared to 2004 of 184 bushel per acre. So again, a pretty significant drop. The five-year average corn yield on these farms is 162 bushels. So even we were fairly below the five-year average also.
The statewide FBFM soybean yield was much better. Latz says the second or third highest ever at 51 bushels to the acre. Overall, Latz says gross income for the FBFM farms dropped about 5% last year, but that it cost 7% more for the inputs. Those came in four primary areas, including increased costs from 2004 to 2005 for fertilizer, seed, fuel, and farm chemicals.
Fertilizer increased 16%. Pesticides or chemicals, 11%, seed, 11%, and fuel, which we hear a lot about, increased 29% compared to the year before. It's not as large a component as the fertilizer, chemicals, and seed, but it's nothing to sneeze at either when we have that kind of an increase. So we knew costs were up. This information kind of quantifies exactly how much that did increase.
If you add those four components together, Dale Latz says it cost a farmer an extra $18 an acre just to put a crop in the ground last year, or on the average across the some 3,000 FBFM farms, an additional $15,000 each. Central and East Central Illinois farmers, on average, did much better than the other producers in the state. Farmers in the North and the West suffered through a drought. Farmers in the South did better, but could not come close to matching their record 2004 season. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.